Outside the Maybourne Hotel, in Beverly Hills on the evening of July 30, a small group of demonstrators gathered, holding signs that read, "Keep Qatari money out of our city." Led by Rabbi Pini Dunner, they stood quietly as the rush hour traffic flowed along Cannon Drive. Drivers glanced at the signs but kept moving. There were no honking horns, no one waved or called out in support. Nobody seemed to care. After all, it wasn't about an issue people like to hate or love, let's say Israel or Palestine, President Trump or ICE. It was about Qatar, a country that rarely captures the attention of ordinary Angelenos. "Qatar isn't an attractive cause," Dunner told the Journal after the protest. "There aren't dying babies or a woke cause. It seems so marginal to the average person, whereas the PR campaign accusing Israel of genocide has been so powerful and has grabbed the attention of so many. We just don't have that same compelling story." Dunner has been organizing these protests for years. Some may see him as a modern-day Don Quixote, tilting at windmills, going against a country that has huge resources, connections and power. Dunner, however, sees himself as sounding an alarm about what he describes as Qatar's growing influence and ties to Hamas. The hotel, once known as the Montage Beverly Hills, was acquired in 2019 by Maybourne Hotel Group, which is owned by Constellation Hotels, an investment company that is controlled by members of Qatar's ruling Royal Al Thani family. Last year, he led a similar protest outside the Bel Air mansion of former Qatari Prime Minister Hamad bin Jassim bin Jaber Al Thani, known as HBJ. "A man who funds terrorism lives here," the protester signs read. The Bel Air estate is now on the market for a reported $400 million, making it the most expensive home currently listed for sale in the United States. This is not a glamorous real estate transaction. It is a sale that will provide blood money to one of the most dangerous monsters in the Middle East, who has a long track record of providing aid, shelter and financial support to America's worst enemies, Dunner said in a statement. Dunner said he is increasingly concerned about Qatar's expanding influence in the United States and the United Kingdom. He argues that the country's vast wealth allows it to acquire high-profile properties and businesses, generating profits that he alleges are used to support Hamas and finance anti-Israel activity on American college campuses and elsewhere. Among Qatar's most prominent holdings in the United Kingdom are the Harrods department store, a significant stake in Heathrow Airport and a substantial stake in the London Stock Exchange. In the United States, Qatar has expanded its real estate portfolio with investments that include a 9.9% stake in Empire State Realty Trust, Manhattan West, the St. Regis Hotels in New York and San Francisco and major American companies such as Compass and Gigamon. Through the Qatar Investment Authority, QIA, the country's sovereign wealth fund, and related entities, Qatar has become one of the largest foreign investors in U.S. commercial real estate and businesses. Qatar has also positioned itself as a diplomatic intermediary, including in negotiations between Israel and Hamas following the October 7 attack, when it played a key role alongside Egypt and the United States in efforts to secure hostage releases and a ceasefire. Qatar says, "Israel endorsed us to give money to Hamas," he said. "That may have been an excuse before October 7, but after what happened, it is embarrassing to make such argument." He argued that Israel's decision to allow Qatari funds into Gaza was based on the assumption that the money would help maintain stability, not strengthen Hamas military capabilities. "The purpose of that money was to prevent Hamas from attacking Israel, to pacify them so they would not want to escalate," he added. Instead, Hamas used those resources to build tunnels, purchase weapons and train fighters. Dunner is well aware that taking on a country with virtually unlimited financial resources is an uphill battle, but sees his actions making a change in how people perceive Qatar. 5 years ago, nobody had heard of Qatar in Washington," he said. "They knew where it was, but they weren't thinking about it. It was completely off the radar." Dunner said he used to search Google News and X every day to see how often Qatar appeared in the news and would find only a handful of articles each month. He believes public awareness began to shift during the 2022 FIFA World Cup, when Qatar faced international scrutiny over allegations of corruption surrounding its successful bid to host the games, and criticism of the treatment of migrant workers. They were using slave labor to prepare, he said. Today, most people don't hear about it in a positive light. Another indication, Dunner said, that his campaign was striking a nerve came when he was approached by Qataris who tried to persuade him to change his views and invited him to visit Doha. Obviously, the implication was that they would take good care of me financially, he said. I have been the subject of every possible tactic to persuade me that my attacks on Qatar are not worth my while or that, should I stop, it would be worth my while. However, he said, not everyone can resist the appeal of Qatari money, pointing to universities that receive large donations, as well as politicians and businesses. I've seen much evidence of it, particularly in Washington, where they have the largest number of paid lobbyists, many of them former members of Congress, he said. They pay for junkets to Doha. They put people up in the most luxurious five-star hotels and give them business-class tickets. Once you are on somebody's payroll, you're going to do everything you can to help them. It's only natural, isn't it? It's the same with President Trump. They gave him a $400 million plane, so they know what they're doing. Dunner said he has lobbied in Washington and London, held protests in both cities and held meetings with Israeli government officials and members of the country's security establishment. Slowly but surely, the shine has come off Qatar, he said. I would like to think, and I truly believe, that it's because of the protests which I and others have led, not only here in Los Angeles but around the world, to bring attention to the nefarious activities of this ghastly country known as Qatar. Dunner believes public scrutiny of Qatar is growing, even if he thinks the issue has yet to receive the attention it deserves. Until those changes, he said, he intends to keep speaking out. Asked what success would look like, he said he believes Western governments need to take a much tougher stance toward Qatar's ruling family. I believe that any Qatari who is a member of the Al Thani family and has assets in the West should have those assets confiscated or frozen, and any connections to Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran should be investigated. We have to ask how it is possible that a country this small, with a tiny group of people, has such an influence that far outweighs its importance, he said. People need to understand what is happening and not allow it to be ignored.